Not many people are aware that after the Three Stooges ended their careers in film, they each went on to become the worst eye doctors in the history of optometry.
Hello!
Hey, welcome to Jack Mangan's Deadpan number 249. Quite possibly, quite probably, almost definitely, the very last Deadpan episode to post on the Farpoint servers. But there's still a glorious future ahead, straight up to number 288. In the meantime, keep playing Ear Buddies, and make sure you watch Buckaroo Banzai.
SpecFicMedia.com presents Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast.
Did I sound like I was blushing?
You sounded like you were blushing.
Because I was talking about swallowing?
No, I just want to stand on top of the wall and piss off the edge of the world.
Children don't need to hear your filth.
Doing this with me and...
Oh, yeah, baby. Can't wait to do it again with you.
Winter is coming.
The steel must be part of your arm. Can you drop part of your arm? No.
I thought Syria was a mix of Inigo Montoya and the Hispanic kid from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Hey, Mr. Cotter, I got a note.
That was where I got that
one. Juan Epstein?
Yes, exactly. So.
Sci-Fi Smackdown.
Oh my gosh, what was that?
Sorry, I just got a Google Talk.
Oh my God, it sounded like he got hit by a big old clanging piece of metal.
She's gone 8-bit.
What about you, my lord? What's the strangest thing you... Do Dornish girls count?
Now where's PG? Dun dun dun. Maybe he went to make a wish.
PG, if you're there, we can't hear you.
He went to either make a wish or drop a deuce.
I hate your stories.
I know a story about a boy who hated stories.
Edit, I'm fixing a post.
No, you know, you could have done it by now.
Midget porn. Peter Dinklage porn.
And they do it so plump little lords like you can enjoy their summer afternoons in peace and comfort. Do you think I'm plump?
Something that, I'm... Damn.
You can't just say, oh, I've got something else to talk about.
Instead of drunk PG, we have juvenile PG. You can't do that. 115 tug. What is it really supposed to stand for, PG?
It's just the number I got when I signed up for Google.
You did. God damn it.
But you said you weren't going to watch it.
We weren't going to, but we did for you.
I thought it would have been good if you hadn't watched it.
Well, you should have said so. Oh, good. You're not watching it. That'll be great. Not your mother's Game of Thrones podcast. Unless your mother is Cersei Lannister, of course.
To find out more, visit specficmedia.com.
What the fuck happened to the
deadpan?
I used to know. Where's the spirit? Where's the guts, huh? This could be the greatest night of our lives. But you're gonna let it be the worst.
Oh, we're afraid to go with you.
Jack Mangan.
We might get in trouble. Well, just kiss my ass from now on!
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Pop in your earbuds.
Hi, Jack. Yes, this is my long, long, very long, horribly, ridiculously overdue Ear Buddy contribution. I'm a horrible person, and don't you contradict me. Anyway, let's just say it's been a rough year. And during rough times, I often go back to songs that make me feel better. Comfort music for the soul, if you will. I've heard it said that the perfect song length is 2 minutes and 42 seconds. If so, then my song pretty much fits the bill. My Ear Buddy selection for Dan Charette is Above by the Blue Man Group. Most people know the Blue Man Group as performance artists that did a number of commercials for Intel. But they are also accomplished musicians. They write songs that are percussion-oriented, which they use to great effect in their spectacular shows. Above is the opening track to the Complex album. This album features a variety of artists such as Tracy Bonham, Dave Matthews, and Gavin Rossdale singing the songs written by the band. Above, however, is an instrumental that's based around the hammered dulcimer. The hammered dulcimer never sounded so good, in my opinion. It's a great song, and I never get tired of it. And I hope Dan enjoys it too, though it may be different from what he normally likes. When I listen to this song, I'm transported above my cares. It gets me going, and I can't help but feel better. Sometimes that's exactly what you need to move ahead in life.
You tried to kill me!
If I tried that, your head would be splattered all over this field. Now where's...
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
I want a lawyer!
I said where's...
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
I have the right for a lawyer!
Where's...
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Dan Charette, finally turning in my ear buddies. I was partnered up with Ditto. Hey, Ditto. I'm going to talk about the song that he sent me. The song that Ditto sent me is Above by the Blue Man Group. I did enjoy the song. It was actually very kind of moving, like a motion picture soundtrack, sort of rising and becoming this wonderfully beautiful thing. But I just gotta say that I cannot stand the Blue Man Group. Never have, never will. The 80s called, they want their what the fuck back. I mean, they look like what would happen if Gargamel had sex with Smurfette. And of course, they're still all men, because there can only ever be one female Smurf, so it proves that there can only be one Smurfette.
Come on, they have one female servicing a large group of males. That implies a species that lays eggs.
Oh my God, you're crazy. They are so obviously mammals.
Please, she'd be an estrus 24/7 if she didn't lay eggs.
Smurfs don't lay eggs. I won't tell you this again. Your Papa Smurf has a f***ing beard. They're mammals.
So, I just gotta say that, while I probably have no respect for the Blue Man Group, the song is actually pretty cool. So, having said that, I mean, I just never understood the Blue Man Group. I mean, it's just so painfully avant-garde, and maybe they were cool in the 80s, but I just don't understand why they have persisted this long. It's Vegas, though, right? I mean... I do have to say, though, I did enjoy Above. It starts very calm, and it builds up, and it's very emotional. This song, the music, does a great job of emoting, even though I can picture them, like, beating pipes and playing weird instruments and being generally blue. But otherwise, I'll quit. Maybe this will open up a potential new avenue for me to explore the Blue Man Group, but I will say at least I enjoyed this song. Moving on to the song that I sent to Ditto, proving that I have no taste in music, not only because I can't appreciate the Blue Man Group, but because I sent the poor guy a mashup. I sent Ditto Staying Alive in the Wall by Wax Audio, and it's a mashup, of course, of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees and The Wall by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
I know that that sounds weird, and I am a huge fan of mashups, so there is that. But I really thought that these two songs, which you might originally, that you might initially think wouldn't work together very well, they really do, and their messages actually kind of mesh very well. So I liked the song. I thought it was a really cool mashup, so I sent it to Ditto. So I'm curious to see what he thinks of my wacky mashup. And that's it. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Peace out.
Ah, I remember a time when a song was just a song. When you could enjoy it for what the artist really intended. And then there was sampling. And then the mashup. Not that I have any problems with mashups. I really like how well some of these artists combine disparate parts into a new whole. It's really creative and ingenious, and I appreciate what they do. But, well, some things should just not be done. My ear buddy was Dan Charette, and he shared with me Stayin' Alive in the Wall, a Pink Floyd versus Bee Gees mashup by Wax Audio. Now, I survived the 70s. There were certain albums that were ridiculously overplayed. Call it a precursor to corporate radio nowadays, but you could not get away from Grease nor Saturday Night Fever. I still can't listen to or watch either anymore. Just the sound alone, well, it's not pleasant. And to combine the Bee Gees with Pink Floyd? Sacrilege! Blasphemy! So, I can't say that I like this mashup at all. But, to be honest, I can recognize a good job when I see one. The combination of Stayin' Alive and Another Brick in the Wall was brilliantly done. This is an excellent mashup. But I still don't like it. Sorry, Dan. I like my Pink Floyd shaken, not stirred.
Hi, this is Christopher Moore, world-famous unknown author on Jack Mangan's Deadpan podcast. Keep listening.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Paul Mackey. Well, we recently lost our kitty of 17 years, but we got ourselves a new one. And our new kitty's name is Contessa Hazelnut Cat Pacino. So that is the full name of our new cat. What I do not have a new one of, however, is a new ear buddy. I signed up for the Ear Buddies Forever, but I am the odd man out at the moment. So if one of you could please sign up for the Ear Buddies program, I would gladly share a song with you. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Another Deadpan Podcast. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Do you know why you're all here in after-school detention? Wipe that smirk off your face, Justa Joe. I'll tell you why. And don't think of yourselves as some kind of breakfast club here. You guys are in hot dog do for your actions. Pero pupo caliente, comprende? Instead of appreciating and taking advantage of this glorious daily opportunity to educate your minds, you've been goofing off. Like Retro here, who was caught passing notes in class. The first of these notes said, "Made it to work, no sign of the haboob. Situation normal." And the next one I intercepted from this joker said, "Don't just sit there. Come on, get up and move." Star didn't even have to Google for it. That's disgusting, reprehensible behavior, mister. You can take some time here after school and think about your actions. And then, of course, Ed from Texas decided to have a little chat with Desert Pixie right in the middle of class while my back was turned as if I couldn't hear their entire conversation. Ed said, "Well, I guess this is a good way to get back into the swing as anything. Name 15, wall 10, enemy 6, war 95, Happy 17, Crinkle 0. So, what do I win? And then Desert Pixie whispered, severe weather in Indianapolis. Live feed will restore shortly. Big duckage. We are missing core performing. / epic satellite tech fail. Shameful actions. You're supposed to be young men and women looking toward the future. Oh, do you have something to share with the rest of us, Mr. Lopan? Oh, really? Did you say, all of a sudden I find myself in love with the world, and so there's only one thing I can do, ellipsis, is ding-a-ding-dang my dang-along-ling-log. You write that on the board 100 times, mister. But finally, the most despicable of all is Ditto, who took a pencil and desecrated a defenseless textbook. Right there in the back cover, he wrote, in all caps, chicken ain't done nothing to you except be fucking delicious. LMFAO. Terrible. Why can't you all be more like Vanimond? The very first thing I heard all week was from Vanimond, who said, look at the time. That's why Vanimond is at home, studying and enjoying a soda pop, unlike the rest of you cretins in after-school detention. He does good work, unlike all of you. Why, you should see the awful research paper that used hair turned in last week. In it, he wrote, I'm right with you, CJ. I didn't watch the opening ceremonies or any of the events. I just don't have any interest. Oh, do you find that funny, Ms. Energizer Bunny? I expected better from you. I weep for the future. Maybe you should all just drop out like Jason C. or Poet Fox. You're all worthless and weak. Now, misters and sisters, I want you all to tell me this. Stand up, every one of you, and tell the class. What do you want to do with your life?
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Pop in your earbuds.
Hello, this is Jack Jaffe, a.k.a. Trucker Overdrive. So I haven't done anything for anybody in a long time, so it's kind of cool to try and get back into podcasting, sort of. I'm sending you some clips for Earbuddies. My partner was CJ. I don't know that much about her other than she has a really cool job and we play some social together. I don't think I could really mention who she works for, but it's pretty damn cool. Anyway, my choice was Angelo Belamente's Real Indication off of the Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me soundtrack. That's the Twin Peaks movie, which probably no one ever saw. It's really good and makes watching the last 10 episodes of the Twin Peaks TV show worthwhile, because you have to watch those in order to get what the fuck's going on in Fire Walk With Me, which is a really cool flick. But the last 10 episodes of Twin Peaks were terrible, and the older I get, the more I realize that, holy crap, David Lynch had no idea what he was doing, and they probably were justified in canceling the show. But I was a huge, huge Twin Peaks fan as a kid, and was obsessed with the movie, obsessed with the TV show and everything about it, from pretty much 12 until about 17. Out of all that stuff from my horrible trench coat wearing, weird days as a kid, Real Indication is a song which brings up a lot of sentimentality. It's filled with angry absurdity, weird lyrics which go nowhere, and images of transportation and violence, and the sense of loss and ennui at losing this relationship with this girl. And I don't know, it's about my childhood. It comes from my childhood, but still I can listen to it today and not feel totally ashamed. And it's eclectic and weird, and I figured, you know, it's something maybe people haven't heard of. So, there you go.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
Hey Deadpan, it's CJ. I'm calling in with my half of the ear buddies that I shared with Jack Jaffe. So, he sent me a song by Angelo Badalamenti called A Real Indication. And it may have taken me this long to send in my thoughts on the song because I have that if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all agenda. But the fact is, it's just not my style. I did listen to it probably on five different occasions and tried to enjoy it or find something I liked about it, but really, other than the fact that here and there it sounds a little bit like the Muppets, I was kind of disenchanted. So I apologize, but I didn't care for it. It's just not my thing. I could see why other people would like it, though. I sent Jack a song by Jill Sobule, which is probably, a very personal thing. I don't know if people like Jill Sobule as much as I do, but the song was Karen by Night, and it tells a really cool story about a woman who works in a shoe store by day and apparently is like Marlon Brando by night. I don't know. She's a lipstick, leather-wearing woman, and it makes me smile and laugh when I hear it. So anyway, there you go. That's my ear buddies, and even though I've lost my way, I do feel that Deadpan is still the way, and hopefully I'll find my way back someday. That all rhymed, which makes me awesome.
Dear Deadpan, here is my way too late ear buddies discussion of Karen by Night by Jules Sobule. Let's see here. This was CJ's pick for me. I listened to it a number of times. It's an interesting kind of little wishful thinking kind of story about a girl that feels sorry for her boss and then follows her boss to where she goes out to hang out and realizes that her boss has a secret life as this kind of strange biker chick. At first I thought, oh, okay, this is kind of like some kind of, forgive me, a lesbian longing kind of story, because they really talk about her being butch, but there is one line in there that her boss kisses a young blonde guy, so she's hetero, which is fine, you know. Either way, it doesn't really matter, you know. I wonder, listening to the song, if it isn't a matter of, oh, look, we wanted to write a song about lesbian longing, but, you know, instead we decided to make it, you know, vaguely heterosexual towards the end. But then, as I listen to the song over and over again, I realize that he keeps referring to her looking like a young Marlon Brando. Which, again, I thought, well, you know, lesbian imagery, blah, blah, blah. And then I realize, oh no, the whole song is nothing more than a big Marlon Brando fat joke. Because at the very end, she kind of does a little aside and says, oh, he looked like young Marlon Brando, not fat old, you know, Apocalypse Now Marlon Brando. And it's like, wow, what a long journey just for a song. It's really cute, and I like the singer's voice and stuff, and it's nice to hear a story song, which isn't just sampling and somebody repurposing other people's audio. So, but anyway, I liked it. It was cute.
The subject,
Jack Mangan,
was booked under Section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
Shut up and finish up this boring podcast already. Play someone's dumbass memory, will you?
Hey, Deadpan, it's SB. On Friday afternoon, driving home from work, and I'm finally listening to this week's Deadpan episode, which I think is called Jack Gives a Mustache Ride or something like that. Anyway, great episode, Jack, and you asked for us to call in on a whim, so I'm calling in on a whim. Just to say, what's the deal with Southland Tales? I love that movie. You guys are crazy. I even bought a copy of that DVD. All right. Bye.
Lemmy Kilmister of Motorhead announced that his life was recently drastically changed when someone gave him a cough drop. He stated that the relief was, quote, unbelievable and like a fresh start after suffering from a sore throat for 40 years. The well-known singer of such tunes as Ace of Spades and Orgasmatron was seen shortly afterwards yodeling with joy on a Swiss mountaintop. Following this, he went straight to the studio to record a new Motorhead song with his voice cleared. Here is an excerpt.
Don't have to.
Congratulations, Lemmy Kilmister, you sexy motherfucker. All right, that is an episode. Again, farewell to Farpoint Media and its server. If there's a hiccup in the move, and, you know, with all things tech, there are usually hiccups, but if there's a hiccup, then we may do another unshow next week. But hey, I hope that's not the case. Oh, and hey, in some life news, I can't believe I'm going to admit this to you right now, but in an effort to get my groove back, I have signed up for a yoga class. I can't believe I just admitted that to you right now. It's a one-month thing, but I think I'm going to try to schedule it on Monday evenings. So that may impact Deadpan, But it shouldn't derail Deadpan. I have lots of other options. Luke, I'm shutting the power down. Watch Buckaroo Banzai in time for our Palooza episode, which should come right in the week or weeks right after Labor Day. So you got about a month. Come on, you can watch Buckaroo Banzai in a month. You love that movie anyway. Or, you know, you're curious. And also, if you're signed up for Ear Buddies Forever, get your stuff turned in. If you'd like to play, then go ahead and send your stuff to me. I actually have two more songs that I would like to share. So, I'm up for another partner. My partner and I do have songs out to each other, and you'll hear our audio, I guess when I record it and when he sends this stuff to me. But, anyway, yes, Ear Buddies Forever is called that for a reason. And we will do other stuff in the final 39 episodes. It won't just be an Ear Buddies fest, but, you know, it's still a good time. I still always, always love to hear people's takes on music. Okay, I'm going to shut the fuck up. I'm not coming back after the music. Luke, I'm shutting the power down.
Emperor of lies, trouble at my feet.
480-788-JMDP, 480-788-5637, or email me, sphericaljackm@gmail.com.